Online dating has gone from being something that people were rather embarrassed about to something that is fairly easy to do. But there are warnings, as you heard with Joe Hayward on Breakfast this morning. Like so many other aspects of online life, the fraudsters have moved in and take advantage. I asked you today, is it something that you've done or would consider doing?
I have used a dating app, yes.
Okay. Any concerns about it when you used it?
I mean, obviously, there's always concerns out there because there's always stories and things like that going about. But I'm just make sure that I'm cautious. Certainly wouldn't give anyone my bank details.
No, I haven't personally. No.
Do you know anybody who has?
Yeah, a few of my friends have.
Has it worked?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah. A few of them are like still with their partners from it.
Would you? Well, Michelle Beggy is a dating consultant from RSVP Introductions in Rutland and joins us now. Michelle, first of all, how many of your clients have come to you because maybe unsatisfactory experiences of online dating?
To be fair, I would say that most people we interview have had some experience of something not quite right on online dating. That can be anything from simply someone reaching out, making contact, starting to build a connection and then just disappearing. It can be more extreme where they take a persona of somebody else and pretend to be that person. Or it can be right at the far end where it's asking for money. It really is. There's lots of different variances of how people have found online dating.
Yeah, do you think dating moves perhaps too quickly as well in a world of throwaway apps and instant messaging? Do we need to slow it down a bit and really give people a chance to get to know each other better?
Totally. I think the problem with online dating is that it's very transient. So you can have a date with someone, it goes okay, you get home, think, do you know what, there's somebody else out there, and you're back on it again. People, when they're on online dating, it's like being in a sweet shop. They can pick and choose as little as much as they want. They don't try and stick with someone, try to see if there's anything, then sit and try to see if it make it work. If they go to a dating agency, obviously it's slightly different because they're seriously committed to finding a relationship.
And with any commitment, of course, they would have to pass on some personal information. Is that more secure with an agency than it might be with an app or online?
Totally. So we write profiles. We actually write them in-house. So we spend about an hour and a half getting to know our potential customers. We talk about their likes, their dislikes, their hobbies, what's really important to them and their values. We also ask their criteria and what they're looking for in a partner. So that can be something as prescriptive as height or dress size down to family values and the values they have as a person. When we write their profiles, they're very upbeat, all the good things about somebody, but we also to protect their confidentiality. So when we pass their details to future matches, it's their name, their age, their general geographic location, say Nottingham, and then a broad job title.
How successful are you? Do you know? Have you got a percentage?
We haven't, but I'm a platinum dating PA and I've had 3 weddings and a baby. So I think that's pretty impressive.
It certainly is. Michelle, thank you for joining us. Michelle Beggy, dating consultant from RSVP Introductions in Rutland.